Recording.
Boop.
On my PC.
Yay.
For the podcast. On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night recording.
All right, here we go.
Not Thursday or Friday. It's Wednesday.
But a Wednesday.
What the hell are we doing on Wednesday?
I don't know. Not Tuesday or Monday.
Chris couldn't do Thursday.
I could not do Thursday.
Glenn couldn't do Friday.
Friday.
So we recall it all.
Because he has a deadline for his real job.
Or a vagina. A vagina. A vagina. A vagina.
Vagina. Full of sand. Full of sand. Full of sand. Full of sand.
Oh, my God. All right,
let's do this.
All right, cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get a new podcast.
It's time for me to walk.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 259.
Nine?
Off to a great start.
And that's the question of the week, 259.
Question of the week.
What episode is this? Holy shit.
My name is Chris Furcio, and I am here with Mr. Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And Mr. Glenn Burgess.
How's it going?
Jason is pretty overwhelmed at work right now due to the holiday season and having to get reviews edited and stuff like that. So he will not be joining us this week and possibly not next week either. So it's going to be the three of us for today, and we're going to be doing quite a few Indus questions later on. Before that, we'll do distractions and news, and then afterwards we'll do new releases. We'll do listener email during the Indus questions segment, and then we'll do new question of the week. So before we do that, Glenn?
Yeah?
What's up, dude?
Oh, man, a whole lot. Like a whole lot that people probably don't want to hear about, but work's been going good, you know. So I haven't had to worry about that too terribly much.
You have a job, so that's good.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, I've been sitting in some bathtubs, drinking champagne, thinking about you, Chris.
Oh, nice. Thanks. Of course. I'm kind of turned on now.
Living the dream.
A little bit. Let you do it. No.
So Glenn, what are you wearing? Sorry.
You know,
he's in a fucking tub drinking champagne.
You guys, you guys know I always podcast naked.
Nice.
It's the only way to do it.
Okay, we're getting close to that irrational passions area. We need to pull it back some.
We're getting far. we've already traveled far.
We should be.
not too terribly much has been going on in reality. I'm seeing this new girl, so we've been hanging out and going out to a couple bars and stuff in Scranton, which is a nice place.
Scranton.
Yep. It's kind of like The Office, Scott, except not at all.
Yeah.
They do have some buildings that have like the whole cast like painted on the side of them. Like they've really embraced the whole Office thing.
Well, I'm sure they have.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I'm sure there's some tourism stuff. Like, where's Thunder Mifflin? There's a Mifflin Street. You could go there. There's no Thunder Mifflin. So I mean, just that, and I don't know. I mean, that's about it. Kind of clearing out my apartment a bit and making it more my place. So it's cleaned up a little bit. That's nice.
Cool.
Subtle jab. Don't worry, the person will never get hear this. But
that's right. Never know.
It's nice and clean. The only thing about putting up some posters and stuff, so that would be good.
I'll send you a couple pictures that you can print out.
I like it. Are they going to be like the pictures that Jeff sends us before we podcast?
Absolutely. I would not send you anything but.
Perfect. Hopefully they're all of you.
You don't want that, I promise.
Chris in a Speedo covering himself with a hand bra.
Covering himself?
No.
But that's that basically sums up my life as far as anybody cares. So, Jeff, what are you up to these days?
Yeah, not much. No, I'm excited. Yeah, no, I don't know. Nothing really worth bringing up, really. I don't know what I did. What did we record last week? We recorded on Friday.
We recorded on Friday, yeah. So it hasn't been that long. It's only been like four or five days.
Yeah, it was your whole
during that 4 or 5 days, though, Didn't Toronto win the Grey Cup?
Oh, that's right. That shows you how much I cared.
Well, you know, I was wondering.
They did win the CFL Super Bowl, as it were, which is kind of good because Toronto's been a losing city in pretty much every sport for a while now. So it's a good thing we won something. But, I mean, I think it set a record for how many people watched the Grey Cup, which is cool. It was the 100th Grey Cup in Toronto, and Toronto happened to win it, which is kind of cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
So is the
Grey Cup in at a random city every year? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just happened to be in Toronto this year.
Well, they knew it was going to be in Toronto because it was the 100th anniversary, so it was always going to be in Toronto most likely because I'm pretty sure that's where the first one was. I couldn't
be
wrong.
Okay, that makes sense.
But they knew it was going to be in Toronto for a few years. So it's not. But it was it was totally random that the Argos happened to make it to the Grey Cup when it was in Toronto, which is kind of cool, winning it at home and stuff. But it kind of like, I know some personal friends that are actually real Argos fans, and the Argos games never, ever, ever sell out. People really don't give. There's some people that care, but the overall city of Toronto, even though it's kind of a blanket statement, doesn't really follow the CFL. So seeing everyone go crazy, like everyone was doing Grey Cup parties and all this kind of stuff on Sunday and all this craziness, and I was just kind of like, that is just, as much as I love Toronto, they really only love a team when they're winning. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure no one even cared about the Argos up until, like, oh my god, they're in the Grey Cup. Oh my god.
Everybody is a bandwagon fan?
Pretty much. And yeah, it kind of bothers me a little bit. But hey, at least, you know, people were happy for a bit. And by the next day, people were already bitching about how bad the Raptors were doing. So
that didn't take long.
Yeah.
So, what's really impressive about it for me is that it is the 100th Grey Cup, which is pretty cool. Because we're on Super Bowl, 40?
Oh, it was only 40 something? Shit.
Yeah, 40 something. But the Super Bowl was created when the two American football leagues joined together. So even though it's only like 40 something, Super Bowls, there have been like NFL championships and AFL championships. And when those two leagues combined, that's when the Super Bowl was created. So,
yeah.
But, still pretty cool. 100 years. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Impressive.
It was kind of cool. Like me and Tony actually, we were like, okay, cause we've been trying to eat healthy lately, like both of us. We were on a pretty good kick and we're like, hey, what do we make? We're probably going to watch the Grey Cup just because we didn't have like a big party on there. It was just like literally the two of us. We're like, let's make nachos. So because we like different things on our nachos, we decided to both make our own plate of nachos. But both of us made a plate the size that could probably feed about four people each of nachos. And it was fucking ridiculous.
And you ate all of them.
No, we didn't even come close to eating all of them. We felt bad how much we had to like throw out. Because nachos is one of those things you cannot reheat.
No, like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you just don't do that. You eat what's there, and once you're full, that is it, you know?
Especially if you have the nachos with, like, refried beans on them. You're like, you're already re-cooking that.
Yeah.
You're not heating that up again.
Refried beans.
Yeah.
We had, like,
three refried beans in the microwave? I heard their taste.
No, we had, like, the whole ground beef and shit all over them and stuff. But if you didn't eat them right away, they were, like, soggy as shit. But
yeah, the cheese will do that, so.
We started watching the Grey Cup, and I'm pretty sure I fell asleep within the first 15 minutes. And then woke up at the end, and I was like, "Oh, cool! Toronto won." And then I think
going to bed. Do you watch the Super Bowl?
I do watch Super Bowl, but I watch Super Bowl, but I don't really watch the Super Bowl. That's like something that's like
that makes total sense.
Commercials?
No, not
like,
even that.
Like the rest
we don't even get all the we don't even get all the cool commercials because it's like we don't have the American like stations, right? It's all we get the feed during the broadcast of the game, but then once it goes to commercials, it switches to Canadian feed. So. We see some of the cool commercials, that's it. I go mostly because there's usually some kind of social thing happening, and I'm not really paying attention to the game too much. Like, we do watch it, but no one's really paying attention to it. It's more of, like, the social gathering aspect.
I gotcha.
But yeah, no, it's cool. Then I couldn't sleep that night because I slept for, like, 2 hours and had a nap. And then, yeah. So that was fun. What about you, Chris?
Cool.
Did you watch the Grey Cup?
I did not watch the Grey Cup. I actually...
What sport is kudos. That?
Canadian football. It's the Canadian version of American football.
Are you
on the 105-yard field?
Cool.
I'm pretty sure, Glenn, you are joking, right?
No, I have no fucking clue what you're talking about, dude. I don't follow
it 110
the sports
yards?
Ball.
We
I barely follow American sports ball.
Just talked about it for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I just let you guys talk. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just...
No, I didn't say anything the whole time in case you didn't notice. I'm like, yeah, great. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Gotcha.
And the Super Bowl. I know what the Super Bowl is. Yay.
I watched that for the commercial.
It's that show with the really good commercials in it.
That's right. Well, that people pay millions for. Let's see. Not much going on here except for I'm dealing with some plumbing issues with the house, which is
still
kind of a pain in the ass. Yeah, I know. I mentioned it. I guess I did mention it before. But the good thing is I had the plumber out today to check out what was going on, and it's going to be. I basically have two pretty major problems upstairs, and he's going to fix those two problems and replace all of the fixtures in the master shower, master tub, and he's going to charge me about $300. So, which is really good considering the work that has to be done. Basically has to rework and redo all the drain pipes out of two showers. So, yeah, it's been rough. But, yeah, that's about it. So that should be taken care of tomorrow, and things should be back to normal around here. And yeah, still playing a lot of games. So let's talk about that.
Sam, what have you been playing?
Glenn, you haven't been on in a while, so what are you playing?
Sorry, what was that? My thing cut out for a second. I didn't hear you.
Oh, well, you haven't been on in a while, so tell us what you're playing.
Oh, you know what's sad? Not a whole lot of anything. Like, honestly, I picked up my Vita again, started playing some more, some Wipeout over. You know, but that, I mean,
now that it's free.
What, yeah, I know. Fuck it. but yeah, I picked that up again and no, I don't, but I'm thinking about getting it.
I gotta tell you, man, it's worth my $50.
It's totally worth it.
It is totally worth my
$50. Both that and the PS3, it's both worth it, yeah.
You know, you just pay once, right? And it goes across both.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's once a year and it goes across both, and you basically
having the attributes kind of carry over between two systems makes it a lot more worth it, especially if it doesn't have an upshot on the cost as a result.
Yeah, so
that's very, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, Sony, for all the stupid things that they're doing some pretty smart stuff too. And I think PS Plus, what they're doing with PS Plus is one of them.
They really nailed Plus. Remember, we were all kind of critical of it when I first announced it, but now I think it's 100% worth it.
Like, yeah, I mean, there's so many. When you look at, there's so many free games that you can get, and you know, I've actually done some of the 60-minute trials. Those are pretty cool. You know, I like that idea, but yeah, I think it is worth it. It's definitely worth $50.
I would like the 60-minute trials better if they didn't take 120 minutes to download.
Yeah, that's the problem.
This is true. This is true. The one thing I don't like about the 60-minute trials is that they're 60 minutes and not 60 game minutes. So it's like you don't get to play the game for an hour. Once you download it, once you start it up, you have an hour.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's okay. It's better than nothing.
That'd be hilarious if they did that with like Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah.
You basically get a cutscene.
So basically you watch the intro and you fired one shot.
Yeah.
Game over.
Right? And so you walk forward and, oh, trial's over. Fuck.
This is the tutorial. Your trial has ended.
Yeah. Thank you for playing Metal Gear Solid. Please purchase it in the online store. You know, I don't know if I told you guys, but I finally beat Borderlands 2. So that was
good stuff.
That was good.
Excellent.
And I picked up Halo 4.
You guys wanted to gush about this for a little while.
Well, yeah. I haven't played a ton of it. So I wanted to play a lot more than I have, but I've played a little bit of the single player, like a very little bit, and then just kind of jumped into multiplayer with Jeff and a few people, as we usually do. But
yes.
Yeah, it is really odd, and I would like to take this moment to say, God damn, Halo 4 is gorgeous.
Like,
yeah. I'm not used to being able to say, wow, this Halo game looks really good.
Yep.
You know? It doesn't look like it's an anime anymore at all.
Last night I played a little bit of Crysis 2, and Crysis 2 beforehand was like my go-to for graphics on console for like a shooter, and I was like, you know what? Halo 4 is better looking than this, quite a bit.
It's just, and they've got a locked frame rate, and frames never drop anywhere while you're playing.
Yeah, the textures are nice, they don't load in, there's no pop-up or anything like that.
Now, the only thing I will say that pissed me off doesn't really have to do with Halo, but with Xbox Live, actually. For the last few weeks since Halo 4 came out, and then directly following was Call of Duty.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So, like, there has been so much lag and, like, party disconnects and just weird bullshit that I would expect on the PS3 and not on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Just as a result, I guess, of the network load. party disconnects were crazy. People just keep dropping out, coming back in, dropping out, and completely dropping out of the game. There's like serious game lag going on. It's weird.
I haven't seen too much game lag, to be honest. There's a couple games here and there, but for the most part, it's been pretty steady so far. Like at least that one day.
Yeah, I haven't experienced lag myself, but every game I go into seems to have at least one player that's like lagging pretty badly. Bandage. Yeah. Like terribly badly behind. But you know, that's not a commentary on the game at all. That's just a huge spike in network traffic.
Like 10 million people playing on Xbox Live.
Exactly. They basically doubled their online what's the word I'm looking for?
Capacity.
Yeah, well, we'll go with
not
capacity.
Not capacity, but I know, yeah.
Yeah, how many people are on at once? I can't think of the word that means that. So we're going to move on.
All right.
but
concurrent
the
users?
Sure. Thank you. Awesome.
That's what I'm here for.
The online play is actually, it's real nice because you can do this weird thing where you sprint now.
Amazing. It's a new thing.
Yeah. It's really cool. I think they stole it from Resistance, but I'm okay with it.
Well played, sir. No, they got that from Haze.
Ah, fuck. Yeah. I knew it. Yeah. That was my second guess.
I'm pretty sure it was Time Splitters.
Time Splitters. There you go.
So you can just regularly sprint around now, which is helpful, but I tend to forget I can do it. I'm not used to being able to. I'm used to it being a power up, and it's not the case anymore. And they took the whole concept with Reach, with having the power up armor that you could use, but instead of choosing it in your class, you can attach it to like a loadout. Like they kind of did this weird middle of the road. It's still Halo, but there's like the Call of Duty sort of level up style of gameplay, where as you play, you earn points and you can unlock new guns and things like that. So the only thing I don't like is you can easily run into a situation where if you are just picking up the game and you jump online, you're going to be outgunned immediately the first couple games you play. They are pretty good about giving you points right away so that you can get like the DMR or
DMR battle.
I got the DMR after the first game, you know. Yeah. So like it wasn't a huge, huge deal, but I could see how somebody who was new to the franchise could easily get frustrated, or who hasn't played since like say super early Halo. Like that would really be frustrating, I think. And there's not so much like there are pickups on the map, but it's nowhere near what it used to be. Like it's just kind of grenades and stuff like that are around.
The power weapons, and you get the. And they're random now too. They drop randomly. There's not like there's spawn points on certain game types, but if you're just playing Slayer, their ordnance drops to just drop randomly.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that happened. So I like that because then people can't camp.
Exactly.
Where a weapon
always
spawns.
No one
spawning, so that's nice.
Like camping spawns for weapons.
All right, run the rocket launcher, go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's cool. And then there's like the kill streak kind of deal. Once you get up to a certain amount of kills, you unlock an ordnance for yourself, so you can actually send it down for you, and you get like the over armor and stuff like that. Overshield.
Damage and stuff.
Yep. Ridiculous shotguns that shoot spread shot.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure they stole from Unreal, but that's okay. But no, it's really fun so far. I'm digging it. It's just it's taken a little bit of adjustment to figure it out. It's weird to pick up Halo and have the controls be different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I played Reach in the Recon mode, which was the basically classic controls.
Okay. I just played what the default was. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Rather than learn the default, I swapped it around to what I wanted it to be. Yeah. And you can do that in this one too, but it does weird things like X is now sprint.
Oh, weird.
X is sprint, and the right bumper is your reload, left bumper is your ability. What is it? B, I believe it is is melee. So it's just a little weird, you know. It's really close to what the other one was,
but just but different enough to throw you.
It's just different enough. And so you push X to sprint. So I'm sitting here like I'm going to click my left stick down, and I'm crouching. And I'm like, wait, that's not right. Okay, I got this. Hang on, I'll make it work. So I don't know. I'm figuring it out, and I am enjoying it a lot. I'm guessing Jeff's got more to say on that.
No, I've talked a lot about Halo the last like 3 weeks or 2 weeks. And I have nothing really else to add except for No, not really much more to add that I haven't said already, really.
Hmm.
That I can think of.
So does that leave me?
I guess. Well, I played some Crysis 2 and I played some Rayman.
Which one? Origins?
Yeah, the new one.
Okay.
Or not the new one, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say not the new one.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it is the new one because Legends isn't out yet, is it?
No.
No.
I played more of the Devil May Cry demo, though. I'm still enjoying that. I think that might be a day one for me.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with it, too. So.
And I think it'll be the first Devil May Cry, though, again, on 360 or PS3. Because it's Unreal 3, and there's a noticeable difference in performance on the demo. So I'm like, yeah, I think I might go. Just because it's Unreal, from the get-go. I'm like,
that's true.
If it wasn't Unreal, I'd probably go straight to PS3 for sure. But I definitely noticed it has more. It's not even like a console thing. It just has more of that Unreal 3 jank on it on PS3, like the flashy, like the flashing in and out shadows and the jaggy shadows and stuff like that, and frame rate during cutscenes and stuff didn't look as smooth. But I don't know. Well, I'll wait until the retail one is. Hopefully, the reviews come out like a day before. Just so I can see if there is actually a difference, if they smooth that out, because I'd much rather play on the PS3 with that controller, just because I'm so used to it.
Yeah, it's hard to change controllers with a series that you've been playing since, you know, early PS2 days.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I definitely get you on
that. I'm sure I can adjust, but I'd rather not.
Gotcha.
Oh, I know what else I played. See that. I played some Strider 1 and 2.
Nice.
Hey, did that show up?
It did show up. Yeah.
Yes. Awesome.
Actually, exact a week last Thursday, but I forgot to talk about last Thursday. So
perfect.
I showed up.
How good of condition is that thing in? Like that showed up. I was like, holy shit! This guy sold it for way less than he should have.
Probably, but no, it's good. It's Strider, and I've never played really Strider 2 before, and I played through that game. It's pretty easy because they give you unlimited continues that are instant continues. So if you die, you just click okay, and you start off from right where you died. So it's not necessarily, it's definitely not hard to get through. Beat Strider 1. It's a port of the arcade mode, the arcade edition that comes with it. And that one also has, I'm pretty sure, unlimited continues. And you can put the difficulty down in like the Genesis version. So I beat that too pretty quick. Even though at MGC, a couple years ago, me and Repeat couldn't get past like the second level on the Genesis version. Mind you, we only tried like 4 times and we're like, okay, we have other stuff to do. But,
right.
But yeah. But it's, I love those games. I still want them to remake. Either remake one or be a reimagining, do something with it anyway. That's cool. It, though. That's all I played.
All right. For me, it's not a whole lot to add. More XCOM, still trying to beat that. I'd like to beat it by next week because I have a feeling I'm picking up a game next week, but we'll get to that later. Hey, Glenn, you're in my game now.
Oh?
Yeah, you're a support, just like Jeff, but,
how am I doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
All right.
I've got 3 supports, so when one of my, that way I can always fill in one support with another, so,
Hey, in everybody's game so far, I've been doing pretty damn good. I don't know why, but, Scott has done a couple, he's done multiple runs where I've been in there, and he said in all of them that I've been like one of the last guys to die, and I take out like a whole shitload of people with me. Like, I never just, I'm like, no, fuck you, bitch.
the only person in my game so far that I'm really just like, I mean, I haven't lost a named person. I've lost the rookies, but I don't name anybody until after they get to squatty. So, for me, it's like the only thing that's really been weird is when I made Jack Bauer's character. Jack Bauer is an assault, and I actually got him as a captain, because once you start doing missions later in the game, some of the rewards will be higher level soldiers. They'll just like join your cause. Well, I got an assault that was a captain, and I made it Jack Bauer, and dude cannot hit the broadside of a fucking wall. I mean, I seriously had, I think I gave him, the first mission I brought him on, I gave him an assault rifle with a scope, and I gave him, like, had to be, like, 8-9 attempts to take someone out, and he missed every time. Every time.
He's just walking around in circles going, where's me sock?
Where's me sock? And he, yeah, where's me sight?
He was drunk and missing his glasses.
Because he seriously was like last guy on the field. He was point blank range with an 88% chance to hit, and he missed. I'm like, come on. Come on.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I've seen that man with a Nerf gun, too. That's not an accurate representation. That dude was sitting at his house turning lights on and off. Like, he's hitting light switches with a Nerf gun.
Didn't he fire it at someone and get it stuck to their glasses?
That was Jeff.
Yeah.
That was Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah. It stuck right spectacular. Under my glasses.
Oh, yeah. Well, virtual Jack Bauer, not as good a shot. That's pretty much what it boils down to. Also played some Borderlands 2 this week. Me, Jason, and John are continuing our Gagerlands campaign, where all three of us are playing Gage. And we actually...
Oh, Gage is fun.
Gage is a lot of fun.
I really like Gage.
You know that first constructor that you meet, Glenn?
I guess, sure.
It's in the... I can't remember what the name of the base is, but when you first meet the loaders, when you're going to rescue a
Roland,
particular character...
Right?
Yes.
I don't think that's spoilers at this point. Really? Right.
I don't know. But, so at the end of that, it's like when I first got to that boss fight, I didn't have any corrosive weapon or any rocket launcher or anything like that. So I actually had a lot of trouble with that. And he kept like spawning badass loaders. So I never got a chance to, I warped out thinking that I'd be able to warp right back, which didn't work because that it wasn't a two-way, fast travel station. But with the three of us using Gage, we walked in there, we all brought out Death Trap, and that thing died within like 60 seconds. It was crazy how quickly he died. So, yeah. Death Trap, pretty awesome. Kind of like him. It's good stuff. But, I think that's it.
Yeah, not much.
Yeah, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot.
What's cool
I want to play.
The only thing I would want to mention about Death Trap, I don't know if you noticed this yet, but depending on how you spec Death Trap out, his physical appearance changes.
Yeah, his armor changes. Yeah, that's really cool. I like that.
It's pretty neat. So you could all three have Death Trap and have all three of them look completely different depending on how you spec them.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm taking Gage down the far left tree, and I just got the ability that makes him stay out an extra 5 seconds for every guy you kill.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to using him some more. But, that's it. So, why don't we move on to some news?
Okay.
We got some.
We do?
Jeff, you want me to go first?
Yeah, I go first.
So, Mr. Reggie Fils-Aimé. Yeah, he had a little chat with CNN recently. Where
he is the what of Nintendo?
He is He's the president of Nintendo of America, I think. Something like that. He's a bigwig. That's what's important.
He's the guy you see on all E3 stuff.
He is the American king of Nintendo.
Yes.
There you go. Well, he said that Nintendo has... Wii U has the best-looking third-party games. That third-party games that are multi-platform look better on the Wii U.
Versus what?
The
iOS equivalent
shit is in the garbage, maybe? I don't know, but maybe he didn't check the launch games to see if they actually looked better or not before he made this statement.
He just assumed? Maybe he's got a bunch of yes men that just told him?
It
looks better. That might be what it is.
I'm on CNN. A lot of people are going to watch this. I'm just going to straight up lie, and a lot of people are going to believe it anyway.
I'm on CNN, and these people don't know what the fuck that they're talking about with this, and they don't know it. They don't know left from right anyway when it comes to video games. So I'll just tell them.
It says Nintendo on it. They're going to buy it anyway.
That's right. But I have. So my thing about this is that. I understand the reasoning behind it, but it is a straight-up blatant lie.
It is.
The games that are out right now do not look better. That's not saying they might not in the future. Mm-hmm. But he should have chosen his words better in this situation.
Yeah, or just as good, even, wouldn't have been as much of a lie.
He even used the word dramatically better.
Okay, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
Dramatically better.
He brought up Call of Duty. That Call of Duty looked dramatically better on their system.
Okay. I will say I've seen the comparison videos for Call of Duty, and I will say in some areas it does look better than the PS3 360 versions.
But it doesn't run well.
It runs very, like, it's supposed to be the worst running out of all of them. And where it does look good are, like, texture quality, but it lacks in some of the lighting effects and some of, like, the, draw distance and stuff like that. So it's still giving up something, but, it's stuff you would never notice anyway if you're watching the game, like, side by side.
And here's what I've been reading.
It's not drastic, let's put it that way.
Yeah, here's what I've been reading about the Wii U. The graphic processor is indeed a better graphic processor than the 360 and the PS3, but the CPU is not.
It's not even close.
So what ends up happening is for those things that require mathematical processing, like shadows, like lighting effects, like physics.
Shaders.
Those types of things are going to suffer on the Wii U version, and it seems like we're seeing that right now. We're seeing the initial pieces of that right now with these launch games, because the one thing I will say is that when I see side-by-side comparison shots, exactly what Jeff said, shadows look like ass.
Yeah.
It's like shadows are just a jaggy mess, and I mean, shadows are jaggy on every system, but they're worse on the Wii. I mean, they're significantly worse on the Wii.
That's not to say we really care about that. We're just like nitpicking. It's that when you have the president of the company who represents Nintendo go on CNN and say something that is just, at that point, it's a blatant lie. It's not even close. Like, it's just not. That's just not cool. Like, you know?
Right, and I agree. And that's not to say, again, that's not to say that they're not going to figure out some sort of loophole, because look at the PS3. PS3, yeah, when it first came out, it was very difficult to program for. And same thing, but same thing opposite. Compared to the 360, has a better processor, but not as good of a GPU. So it took them a while to figure out how to use the processor to make up the difference. And now games look pretty much identical on both. So it's not to say that the Wii U won't look better in the future, but to come out and say that they look better now is just kind of bullshit.
Is it possible that we just misunderstood him entirely? He just meant it looks dramatically better than it did on the Wii? Because we can all agree with that, sure. Yeah. It's way better. It's way better.
I think we know. Wii U's not trying to be like just powerhouse or anything like that. Just I don't know. Try to be honest.
Yeah.
Whatever. Agreed. Reggie. I don't know where I'm going with that.
I don't either.
Whatever, Reggie.
Jeff, take the next one. You got one, right?
Just my mic, because my mic seems to be falling off my head for some reason.
I should probably get one of those XLR cable things and use your new mic.
I should, actually.
But, and you can't even call it a new mic anymore. Didn't you get that like a year ago?
He got it in his Fest 3.
Was it in Fest 3?
It was. It was a year ago.
It was 2 or 3. I got it.
Well, if it was 2, it's even worse.
I think it might actually be 2. I can't remember. I honestly can't remember which one it was. But anyway, Bungie, remember them? They made a small game called Halo.
Are they relevant anymore?
I heard of that before. Halo.
I'm totally kidding, 3-4, by the way.
But their new game leaked some screenshots, or not screenshots, concept art. The game's called Destiny. It kind of looks across between, like, if you were to take Halo and Star Wars and mash them together, but not so much to say it's like Mass Effect, just more like, it just looks, if you see the screenshots, it looks like Star Wars characters, but with Halo-esque type vistas and locales. It looks pretty cool. Now, we don't really know any much details, but they did come out and say that. Sorry, I'm adjusting my fucking mic again. Did my head shrink or something?
It did. But
I cast a spell.
But they came out and said that they're trying to make something that's more, what's the exact wording? Like, accessible for newcomers and old players. I don't know. They're basically saying that it's going to be a really accessible game, but with a huge like universe that they want to have be relatable to something like Star Wars was or something like that to people like back then. So whatever the fuck that means, I don't know. But Google that stuff, check it out. It does look pretty promising. It's coming to. They did show a shot of the title of the game, and underneath it does have a Activision logo as well as PS3 and 360. So I guess it's pretty safe to say it's coming to both those, but no word yet if they're going to come to like the next gen consoles, which I thought their game would, considering it's pretty safe to assume that this game is not coming out next fall. So considering we haven't seen anything on it, like basically or nothing. So.
Right.
Weird. But anyway.
Agreed.
Interesting.
Yeah, I am interested in what they're going to do, but you know, I'm not surprised that it's just going to be another first-person shooter, from what
I've heard. Well, we don't know if it is.
From what I've heard, it is. But, yeah, that's true. We don't necessarily know right now. But cool. Well, I did read something about Bethesda saying that Dishonored sales exceeded expectations. And I'm kind of excited about this because I like the idea of a new IP doing well. And I may not have gotten Dishonored. It may not be my thing. But I know a lot of people are loving it. So...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I it's unusual to have one of these this late in the game, though, as far as like the
really late,
the console generation. Yeah, but in reality, we're gonna have another one next year because Last of Us comes out next year, And, you know, I'm sure we'll have more, but Last of Us is another one of those big names. And it may just be that the reason Dishonored did so well is because it's carried on the name Bethesda. Same reason.
I don't think so much of that, because a lot of, I think it's more or less it got really good reviews and really good word of mouth.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, I mean, people do know Bethesda for their games. I mean, people know what.
But they didn't make it, though. What's it called? Didn't sell well. What was that game called? You were the girl, third person action game.
What? No.
Yeah. That was published by Bethesda.
Oh, well. Yeah, but wasn't that before Skyrim and the Fallout series?
It wasn't before Fallout.
No?
I don't think so, no. Okay. It was definitely, Bethesda was definitely had a name then. They still had all the Elder Scrolls games and all
that.
Well,
the only thing they brought out on the 360 at that point was like Oblivion, I think. I don't remember.
It's possible. I can't remember if it came out with Fallout. I really don't think it's just because it was Bethesda, because Bethesda's published a lot of stuff since then, and this I think it's the first game since their own games that have done really well.
Okay, well, as far as still encouraging to see. I am excited to see how Last of Us does next year when it comes out. So, are there any other big name new IPs coming out that you know of? Don't say Last Guardian, because that's not happening.
Yeah, it's so
much. I've pretty much given up on that game at this point. I can't think of anything else at this point, but the Last of Us is definitely the one that's highest profile in my eyes. So.
Yeah, I can't think of it. Well, Destiny. But that's not for a while. Nope.
All right.
Not
well,
that I can think of.
Congratulations to Bethesda on a successful new IP.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Cool. You have anything else on yours?
Sony. They're doing the whole Vita thing, the PS3 thing. They're promoting cross-play and cross-buy and all that kind of stuff.
Cross-controller, mm-hmm. All that good stuff.
Yep, they're saying they're not sure whether or not the next MLB The Show is going to be a cross-buy or a cross-play title.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the one they show in the commercial.
The one they show, yeah. What the fuck is that about?
Yeah.
So the show, oh yeah, that has to be. It has to be. Mm-hmm. That I mean, that's a huge misstep if it's not.
How many bad decisions can you make in a row regarding the Vita? Like, for real.
And that's the thing. It's like, for every good decision they make, they make another bad one. And it's like, you're killing yourself. You're keeping yourself average. And average does not win in this industry, so.
And sure, they're not saying it's not going to have it, but the fact they're saying they're unsure, like, right now, you should be saying everything you possibly can to sell these things. Say,
yeah, right
yes,
now, anything you put out should be cross-buy.
Yeah.
Anything should be cross-buy. They did it with Sony Smash Brothers.
Anything that's first party anyway should be cross-buy.
Right, that's what I mean. Anything that you put out, anything that's first party, should be cross-buy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Agreed.
That needs to happen. They need to get on that. I'm not going to buy it either way, but still needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Speaking of portable handheld systems, 3DS XL is going to have a new bundle that is going to run $200 and come with Mario Kart 7. Not very surprising, really, until I saw that it's actually preloaded on the device. So
that's kind of cool.
It's unusual for them to do something like that. I mean, it's because they're the last ones to switch over to this digital market, and right now
I guess they are the last.
Yeah. I can't think of anything that actually came with something preloaded on it.
Sega Master System.
Okay, let's think a little bit more recent. But it's like, I mean, things come with free games, free downloadable games, but you just get a code.
This makes more sense, though, if you
Does
think
Minesweeper
about it, because
count?
They don't have to pay for the bandwidth. So if they're giving this game away, this is the most cost-effective way to give the game away,
yeah,
just to put it in the image on the actual data on the system when they give it out. That's actually a pretty smart move, I think.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, they do have to, but they do have to go through the process of making a new install image for this particular device.
Well, then they load it onto every single one of them.
Exactly. At the same time, you're only making one install image instead of having to people download X number of copies of the game. So that makes sense. And also, it's like with like PS3 and stuff like that, I'm wondering how this will work in this situation. PS3, you get a code, you put in the code, it's available to you to download, you know, on whatever system. You may have to call and get them to, you know, remove a system from your valid lineup of machines or whatever, but you still have access to that game. So with this preloaded onto the device, if something were to happen to that memory card, can you still download the game again? I would assume
have to,
that
like,
you
register
could.
It to your account or something, and then after that, you've got your downloads, I would imagine.
I would imagine it would work, but I am curious about that to see if they got it, so I guess we'll see. But very, very cool that they're doing it that way. They're the first ones in a long time to do that, so good stuff. Jeff, you got anything else?
No.
All right, let's go through. I got two more, and we'll go through them really quick.
No.
The Wii U sold 400,000 units in the first week.
Okay.
So that to compare that to the Wii actually sold 700,000 units in its first week. Now, I'm not sure if this is just in general, and this is just in the U.S. I'm not sure if this is just in general because of lack of stock, but Jeff, you said that they're available there by you.
They're available here, and I've heard lots of people talking, like, from there, too, that they're available in a lot of places in the States as well. Including, like, other podcasts, Giant Bomb was saying, like, Vinny from Giant Bomb, he just walked into, or this last weekend, walked into a store.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Yeah, a lot of people on Twitter saying they can still get them everywhere. So I don't think it's anywhere, like, 400,000 is a decent number for a launch, but it's not even close to what the Wii did, considering the Wii was, what, like, you could not find a Wii anywhere.
Months.
When it was released. Yeah, like months.
Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, for Black Friday also, I think 360, Microsoft said they sold 700 and something thousand.
750,000 or something like that?
Yeah, almost doubled. And yeah. Sony hasn't put out numbers. I'm willing to bet PS3 sold over 400,000.
I will say this. Everywhere that I saw a PS3 Black Friday bundle deal, they were sold out.
Yeah.
I never saw one. I mean, it's like I saw them on Black Friday up until about noon, and then they were all gone. I couldn't find one. Because I was trying to get my buddy to buy one, and we just couldn't find one of the bundles. Because I was looking for... They had the one bundle that came with the system, the Infamous Collection, and the first two Uncharted games, and it was $200.
Wow.
It's
holy
like,
shit.
That is a fucking deal. And that was on Amazon, and that was just gone. And now they have that same machine up there for $300, which is still a great price.
Is it the new machine?
Yeah, it's the slide tray.
The slide tray. Yeah.
I have a feeling that they were around. They were probably close to about the same as 360, in that case. At the same time, Nintendo announced that 250 3DSs and 275,000 DS systems were sold during the Black Friday stretch. So, less than I expected on those numbers. But, cool. Speaking of Nintendo, according to Iwata, there is going to be some restructuring going on next year. And when I first saw this headline, I was like, things are not going well for Nintendo. Come to find out, they are going well because they are planning on expanding. They apparently have two offices in Kyoto, and they are thinking about opening a third R&D building in the city in order to offer more jobs and have more just to do more R&D. So I'm actually pretty surprised about this because I thought they were in trouble for a while with the selling the 3DS at a loss, and now they're selling the Wii U at somewhat of a loss, but not a whole lot. Right.
That doesn't mean they're in trouble. That just means their revenue might be low, right? Because they're not selling as many consoles. Don't forget, they made bank the first like 5 years or four years the Wii was out.
They were sitting on money.
They were not even close to in debt.
That's true.
So it's not like they're doing bad. They're just doing worse because, I mean, obviously this console is going to stop selling after a while and they're going to have to take a hit on those things.
Yeah.
And the Wii U, apparently, they take a hit on every one of them, but if every person buys one game, just one
it's
game,
profitable again.
That makes it profitable. For
that's
them.
What I,
yeah,
that's
so
what I read. Too.
That's not very. That's not much of a loss then. Which for me begs the question: why didn't they take a little bit more of a hit in order to get the system into people's hands? You know, because I mean, I probably would be less adverse to buying one if the $300 pack was what the $350 pack was.
Oh, maybe they'll do what they do with the 3DS. Maybe if it's not selling after, because they release it a good time, right in the I'm sure the holidays is going to sell well.
Yeah.
Maybe February, like, oh shit, we're not selling these anymore.
Right. Drop the price.
Drop it by $50.
Yeah. And that's another reason I haven't bought one, because I am expecting that to happen. I am expecting it to
probably
happen.
Will. I still.
But regardless, I am glad to see that they're doing better, because I do love Nintendo's games. So we will see how it works out for them. I know that they did do one other thing recently, and they announced the Wii Mini for Canada. Now, this thing is, it's not very
big.
No
way. They're seriously, they're sending it to Canada?
Apparently, it's only, it's slated for Canadian release on December 7th, and that's the only place, apparently, right now where it's announced. But, it's red and black. It's a little bit bigger than a disc. So
yeah, it's really small.
It's pretty damn small, and it does not have internet capability.
Nope, no Wi-Fi.
Which
internet port? You know the Wii U doesn't have an Ethernet port either.
Yeah,
how
the original Wii didn't have one either.
How much money do you save by not including that?
I have no idea.
It can't be a lot. It can't be a lot, and you're reducing the function of the system itself.
Yeah,
so.
There's no way you couldn't have sold that thing for $99 still and added some cheap-ass Broadcom Wi-Fi chip in there. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, I guess one of my things is I'm wondering if they're going to have a way to get, like, virtual console content onto this machine via SD card or something. Because, I mean, removing the internet from this machine, it takes away a pretty big chunk of what people enjoyed about it. You know, I love the virtual
console
stuff.
Yeah, but those people are already in, that's a totally different market, though, I think.
Well, it's not just virtual console. There's no backward compatibility anymore either.
No.
So no GameCube games either.
Yeah, that's true.
So
no, I'm not sure that's as much
everything.
Of an issue.
I think it is, honestly.
I think,
if you're going to get rid of the online, absolutely, that makes a bigger difference. Because, I mean, the only thing I hear people really like about the Wii, whenever people are talking about it, like, oh, dude, I just went and finally downloaded Excitebike again. I totally forgot how awesome that game was, you know, on the virtual console. Or I was playing whatever GameCube game I dug up and totally forgot about. And, you know, that's what I don't hear people talking about, like, you know, oh, I just got this really sweet Wii game, like, ever about the Wii. It's
I have heard a lot of people say one particular thing about this machine, and it pretty much boils down to, Who gives a shit?
Absolutely.
Can we go for a break now?
Yes, we can. That is all of our news.
Yeah,
we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do some in-depth questions and emails, and then we'll do new releases and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Hoot!
It's time to wake up.
recording. On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
It's not Thursday. It's not Friday.
Or Friday.
Jason, why are we recording on a Wednesday?
He's got a vagina.
Full of sand, full of sand. We can't do it again. We can't do it again. Oh, man.
Be that horse. Be the dead horse.
And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Thank you.
On a Wednesday.
It's not Thursday. Okay, let's do some minutes questions.
All right. Let's do some minutes questions. Of course, a couple weeks ago we threw out the whole fuck, marry, kill question.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We got quite a few. First one here is actually from MC Wilson.
Oh, you did find that one. Okay, good.
I just luckily found it because I remember just him seeing it in a post. But I don't know if he follows the end of his questions thing he did at the end of his podcast.
So yeah, he sent it to end of his
like,
podcast.
I don't see it on here. But he says, Jammer Lammy. You guys know who he is, right?
Or she.
No.
Is.
Yes. No.
She. It could be both, really.
You don't know who Jammer Lammy is?
No.
She is basically the guitar version of Parappa the Rapper.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Queena Quen from Final Fantasy IX.
I don't remember her.
Googler. She's pretty gross.
Yeah, we're gonna
she's
have
pretty
to
gross.
She's a big woman guy looking thing with a really big tongue.
Okay.
Which that could be a plus, but I don't know. Whatever. And Jesse from Toy Story on Sega Genesis. He puts I'm guessing he put on Sega Genesis to make it so there's
it was video game, version. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This one's pretty easy for me.
Me too.
Yeah.
So fuck Jammer Lammy, marry Jesse, and kill the other beastie
yep,
chick.
Pretty much what I would do.
All right, cool.
I'll agree.
all right, we got one from Asian on Twitter. He says, fuck, marry, kill Queen Amidala, Princess Leia, and Jar Jar Binks. I'm pretty sure the
well,
first one is
easy.
So kill Jar Jar Binks.
Kill Jar Jar Binks. That's easy.
Yeah,
and then now
sure
it's not as easy anymore.
And then the other two can be interchangeable as far as I'm concerned, but I would more than likely say fuck Leia and marry Amidala.
Now, why is that? Because Amidala is like, she's like dead and stuff.
And so you don't think Leia dies at one point or another?
Well, she does, but at least she's still alive. She's going to live a long like life. She's not dead yet in the fiction.
Well, that's why you marry her, because you don't have sex when you're married, so you don't have to resort to that career.
Doesn't this kind of throw Touché. The fiction out of the window?
Yeah, not really. I'm just trying to make conversations. I'm just like, yep, this is easy. I guess I still have to go with fuck Amidala and marry Princess Leia.
Okay,
I'm going to go with a sister-wife relationship where they switch off Wednesdays and Thursdays. And it's a Wednesday, so
it's
I'll
a Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thursday. Yeah, I just, you know, Leia and Amidala are kind of interchangeable. Because
I don't know, Amidala had nothing on the equivalent of the gold bikini, just saying.
That's true.
She was always crazy covered up and makeup and...
She wasn't always crazy covered up, because...
Or she looked like a freaking peasant, one or the other.
There was the time when she was on top of that tower fighting the beast that was trying to climb
up.
Oh,
that is true, when they're in the arena thing, yeah.
And her shirt conveniently got ripped, so it showed off her midriff.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
All right. Tawny83, she says...
Hey, I know her.
Jack, Samara, and Tali.
Jack... Samara and Tali.
I think this one's easy for me.
Oh, that's actually.
So you have to actually kill someone?
I'd kill Samara just because she
looks
too old.
Yeah, I'll kill Samara and fuck Jack.
Yeah, yeah, I'd
marry
do that.
Tali.
And I marry Tali because Jack is just, you know, she's crazy. She'd be like crazy in the sack for sure.
But she might kill
you during it though.
Yeah, I only want that once. I think I don't know.
You
know what I mean? Like,
so
I don't know if I'm going back to that.
Then why don't you kill her then? Fuck Samara and marry Tali.
Yeah, I think it's the same problem, because Samara could accidentally kill you, too.
That's true. And I couldn't help it, like, that's like, I don't know, for some reason when I see Samara, I think grandma. I don't know why. So, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Probably because her daughters are all the same age as the other two we're talking about.
Yeah,
they don't
yeah I would have to go in the same direction, kill Samara, and then fuck Jack.
What?
And then
that's
marry
surprising
Tali.
To me.
Why?
You're skipping the blue hotness.
Well, that's because Liara is my blue hotness. I wasn't a big fan.
You're a one blue woman kind of guy.
I'm a one blue hotness kind of guy. No, I didn't. Liara was hot to me, and I think Samara was overly sexualized, and I didn't find her attractive in the game. So.
Wait, isn't Samara's the one I'm thinking of? It's the mother of the two, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And who's the sister?
I don't remember this. There are two sisters. I can't remember the name of the names.
The
of
one
the
that you fight in two, and then you have a decision to either kill her or Samara.
Oh, no, that's Morinth.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that's the one that could kill you if you, you know, go for it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was like a succubus, basically, right?
To an extent.
What do they call those things? Fucking
succubus.
I don't remember the name.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't remember the name they gave them. Fuck.
Oh, in the actual game?
Yeah, in the fiction, what they called them.
I thought it was succubus. I thought it was the same thing.
No, it was some like Spanish kind of name. I'm trying to remember.
Succubiso?
El succubiso!
Well, no, anyway, Tawny 83 has a follow-up.
That's what they'll do
question.
To you for a dollar.
She says, Princess Peach, Zelda, or Pauline? I don't know who Pauline is.
I don't either.
Ardrak Yakshi. That's what they're called.
Ardrak Yakshi. That's correct.
Okay, well, Pauline? I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, Jeff?
Princess Peach, Zelda, and Pauline.
Pauline. Who's Pauline?
Is Pauline the sister of Princess Peach? The one that's like... She's in all, like, all the games and shit, but not all the games. She's in some of them. Let me quickly do a quick Google talk. Well, you guys talk about the other ones before...
Mario's original girlfriend back in Donkey Kong. Ah.
I'm pretty sure she's in some new ones, too. Because if not, then that's just weird.
Kill Pauline.
Sure, since none of us know who she is.
Fuck Peach and marry Zelda.
Yeah, because you know what? If you marry Princess Peach, you're just going to keep getting kidnapped.
Exactly.
And you're gonna have to do work.
And you know what? Zelda's kind of a badass. She can hold her own.
Yeah. That's true.
But I feel like she's also got that like pent up princess aggression that like one wild night could bring out of her.
Well, then that's why you fuck her and not marry her. Or are you talking about Zelda?
Yeah, I'm talking about Zelda. I think more so than Peach, because Peach gets around. Like
that's what I'm saying.
She got kidnapped by
she got kidnapped by Bowser.
So it just happens to happen all the time.
It's not like she's sneaking out and getting caught.
That's not what's happening.
How come every single time I text you when you're not home by 1 a.m. you're kidnapped by Bowser all of a sudden? I gotta go fucking rescue you. God.
Alright, Jeff with a J. Good friend, better tomorrow. He says, 1996 Lara Croft, Tali, or Cortana?
This is assuming that Cortana is physical in any way, shape,
or
form?
Yes. Okay. Well, any
Cortana.
Of these people are physical in any way, shape, or form.
Well, okay, but I mean, even in the fiction, like, she's fake.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
It's a fake character. So, anyway, fuck Cortana, for sure. Kill Lara Croft because that I don't want to get stabbed by them polygons.
I was going to say,
right? The triangle boobs.
Yeah.
Oh no, look out for the cone boobs!
And marry Tali because I can't ever take her out of her suit.
Who was the other one?
I'd have to fuck Tali and marry Cortana. So I'd be the same with you. Yeah, because Cortana at least, like, you can see her face and everything at all times, and she's smart. She probably, you know, and she'll never talk back to you. Well, she will, but then she's not going to go anywhere because she's loyal.
Yeah, and you can always just shut her off if she gets really annoyed.
Yeah, exactly. Just be like, whatever.
It's like, we're done here.
Yeah. Oh, Cortana's from Halo. That's why I don't know her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You've never played a Halo game?
I played some of Reach. I have not played all of it. We've had this discussion before. Okay, so I think we're going to be on the same page then. So kill Lara Croft. Because pointy boobies.
Come on.
Yeah. Fuck
stab,
Cortana,
stab.
Then...
If it was like the new Lara Croft, then there'd be some thinking there.
Yeah, no doubt. Shit. If it was the Lara Croft that's in the game coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Lara Croft as played by Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, we'd be talking Mary at that point. That'd be good.
Yeah. I wouldn't marry Angelina Jolie, Laura Croft. Because then you have a bunch of adopted children running around everywhere. And...
Yeah, what the... Where are all these Asians
from? There's anything wrong with that.
Why are you combining fiction and nonfiction?
Because it's fun. That's how you play the game. Okay. You gotta put in all these different variables.
Where's all these Asians coming from? I don't know. Did somebody leave a window open? I don't... What's happening?
So yeah, marry Tali and fuck Cortana.
Call them, you guys are on the same page.
I'm flipping Cortana and Tali.
We left some bread out. All of a sudden, there's a million Asians in the house. They just showed
up. Jack Bauer, he says, FMK, Jabba the Hutt, Jar Jar Binks, and Oats.
Oh, come on!
We did say video game females.
We did, but
so this is disqualified. Goodbye.
No, we have to humor him. That's funny.
There's no way this is disqualified.
No, that's too funny.
So just to bring on the awkwards, I'm going to fuck the hell out of Oats.
Oh, he's going to like that, though. He's like, yes!
Just to bring that awkward out.
He still had to kill Jar Jar. I mean, that's all it boils down to.
But the only reason
I'm still killing Jar Jar.
Yeah, kill Jar Jar. And I guess marry Jabba. I will fuck
Jabba the Hutt and I will marry Oats. Because you don't have to have sex with someone you marry. I guess technically by law you do, but...
No, but you're missing the bigger picture.
What's that?
The bigger picture is that I'm going to fuck the shit out of Oats and I'm going to record it and release it so that it can be released more times than Region Lock Podcast ever was.
I was going to say, so I can marry him and make Region Lock Podcast jokes every day.
See, I would say marry Jabba because you know that Leia's going to come and kill him anyway. So
true.
If we're going to put the fiction in there, let's do it that way.
Of course. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah, absolutely. No. Right. You play it out however you like.
I'm good like that.
Tawny, E3's got another one. Chun-Li, Cammy, or Sea Viper?
Oh, God.
Kill Sea Viper. Fuck Chun-Li. Marry Cammy.
Let's just move on. I can't choose.
I would probably kill Chun-Li, fuck Sea Viper, marry Cammy. Because those legs on Chun-Li, I don't even know if I'd want to marry that or have sex with it. I think I'd just go with...
I want to try it once. That's my thought. I want to try it once. I'd like to see what those thighs could do.
I think I would kill Cammy.
What?
That's what I... Oh, Cammy, okay.
Cammy's the hottest one.
No, I don't think so. I think I would kill Cammy. I would probably fuck Chun-Li and marry...
You would marry Sea Viper, yeah. You like that titty tie, don't you?
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing. She follows up with another...
Plus, she's always on the phone conducting business, so she's going to bring some money home. So like,
yeah, there you go. She can be like
good,
a sugar mama.
It's good times, man. Yeah, dude. Yeah. She's going to buy me that GTR. She's going to bring home that GTR money.
Tawny E3's got another one. I don't know how you guys are with dead or alive characters, but...
Does she work? I'm just curious.
Like, yeah, I know. Sometimes she'll just be listening, and she's like, I'm bored. She just does all this shit all day. Tina, Kazumi, and Li Fang. If you guys want me to describe which one is which, I will explain that to you.
Yes.
Tina is the American girl, basically the American blonde, big boobs, cowboy, or cowgirl.
Oh, wait, oh, what was this from? I'm sorry.
Dead or Alive.
Oh, Dead or Alive, I do remember these people.
Yeah, Kazumi is the one who's basically like the, like she's like a female ninja, and then Li Fang
with like the red hair and the, yeah.
Like the what's cliche fighting, like, Chinese fighting chick in, like, every fighting game with, like, the long ponytail, not ponytail, with the long braided double ponytail thing with, like, the traditional Japanese dress thing. I don't know if that makes any sense.
We're gonna go with, in the order you just said them, kill, fuck, marry.
So you're marrying Li Fang?
Yep.
I'm the opposite on those two. I'm fucking Li Kang, or Li, whatever.
Li Fang.
You're fucking Li Kang?
Li Kang. That's a different character altogether. And, marry Kazumi, and, kill the other chick. What's her name?
Tina. I'm killing Li Fang, fucking Kazumi, marrying Tina.
No, you're doing all wrong,
Jeff.
She's
not my favorite person in there. Christy is the number one.
Jeff, you gotta fuck the ninja, and then you gotta marry the girl that you could, like, bind her feet and make her, like, this hot little geisha that'll serve you tea and shit.
That's true, but I'll be afraid to fuck a ninja. Like, you never know.
Why?
She's a fucking ninja.
Yeah, and how many people do you know that can say they did that?
How many people do you know who've lived to say they did that?
Only me, Jeff. Only me.
All right, she's got one more. She says this one's for Jeff, but it's not just for me. I'm putting it out there to all of us because we're all going to do this one.
Oh, God. Her name's in there, isn't it?
No, it's not. Kratos.
Ah.
Master Chief. And who can guess the third one? I'm guessing Glenn might be able to get it. I don't know about Chris.
I'm going to say Vega.
Chris?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's Vega.
Yes!
Kratos, Master Chief, and Vega.
Well, just to go from my personal feelings, I want to kill Vega! He can die! Kill fucking Vega!
Kill anybody that beats Glenn at Street Fighter.
Fucking Abel bullshit. So kill Vega, and then the other two are very difficult. I'm going to say that I would fuck Kratos because he's got rage issues, so I don't want to be married to him. And
yeah,
then I'll
yeah.
marry Master Chief.
Yeah.
He's a little more stable.
I think that probably for Vega, he's the most feminine out of all of them. Marry
right.
Master Chief because he's going to protect my shit no matter
yeah.
what.
He'll bring
and
home the bacon.
I'm killing
him. He goes off on those occasional little rants where he's just going on adrenaline rush highs. He like jumps out of spaceships and shit. But
yeah.
It's fine.
That's
he always
fine.
Comes home.
That's fine. I can't take Kratos. I mean, he killed his family. I mean, come on. I'm not going to marry this guy. Are you kidding me?
No.
That's just asking for trouble.
Yeah, I'm...
That's a red flag. It's a guarantee. If you meet a guy in the bar and he mentions just kind of,
like
he murdered his whole family.
Oh, you single? No, I kind of
killed
my...
family. I was married till I killed my entire family.
I'm widowed.
Then,
oh, by the way,
I'm
sorry.
I did it myself.
And then got covered in their ashes. I don't know if you notice how pale I am. That's actually my family's ashes.
I can guarantee you a threesome, though. You want to hook up? That'll be good.
Triangle, square, triangle.
I think I'd have to. See, you pointed that out. Now I've changed. I'd have to kill Master Chief.
Oh.
I would fuck Kratos as long as it was some sort of three-way. And then I would marry Vega because he's the most feminine.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, I can just picture Chris coming home at the end of the day and then Vega sitting on the couch going, how come you don't look at me like you're
Kratos
anymore?
Yeah.
Is it because of my mask? Is it? Why do you always make me wear this thing?
Actually, no, it's because
of
the claws,
roses?
You psychotic fuck.
Are you ashamed to be seen with me in public? Is that why you give me this mask?
Yes, that is why.
You're such a jerk.
Well, Kratos Master Chief wouldn't take that shit. They'd be like, well, whatever, cool, I'm going out with the guys.
Well, that would be cool, too. Like, fucking, if you married Master Chief, like, you're like, hey, you want to go to the bar? Yeah, dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
Go to the bar.
And he's going to bring Cortana with him, right? So, there's a plus.
Right, oh yeah, there you go. See, and like, you couldn't marry Kratos or have any sort of real connection with him because like, you'd be like, you want to go to the bar? And he'd be like, oh, Calliope! Oh, my Calliope! Oh, I'm so impressed! Or he'd punch you in the junk and then...
God, do we have
then,
to talk about this
yeah,
again?
So maybe we should,
throw
maybe
you
we
in
should
the
marry
air.
Master Chief. Well, we did say marry Master Chief. I was going to say, that makes the... Because he comes with Cortana.
Yeah.
He's pretty loyal.
Absolutely.
He doesn't take the suit off, so you probably don't have to have sex with him, but then he'll probably let you do Cortana, maybe.
Maybe. Like, if he falls asleep early, be like, so, Cortana.
When he goes into, like,
what's going on these days? Yeah. He's like, all right, I'm turning in. It's a little late. I'm going to take a nap now. So you hang out with Cortana. Okay.
All right. You can trust me with her. Don't worry. We're good buds. Pound it.
Pound it.
I've been really trying.
Billy Harris, other known as Captain Harlock, says, okay, for the murdered, kill, marry, fuck thing. Here are the ladies you must choose from. Cloud Strife. Squall.
Fucking.
Leonhard. And Titus. Go.
I'm fucking Cloud because he'll sit there and take it.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's gonna take it. He's not gonna. Yeah. I'm gonna kill Titus because I'm pretty sure he's 12.
That's fair.
This is not going the direction I thought it was going to go.
And I guess I'll marry Squall because he is kind of romantic. There is that whole thing in Final Fantasy 8 when he danced with the girl and everything.
Yeah, I have to agree with the marrying the Squall thing. I was the opposite of Jeff until he said that Titus was 12, and I was like, oh, wait a second. So I think I have to be on board with what he said.
Oh, wait, is Titus, I think I might be getting Titus mixed up. Is Titus the one from 10, or is Titus the one from Kingdom Hearts?
Titus is the one from 10.
Okay, then I don't think he's 12. It's the one from Kingdom Hearts, I'm thinking.
He's 13.
Oh, that's Sora.
Oh, Sora's who I'm thinking of. Okay,
Sora,
so
Sora's
Titus,
12.
So Titus is the other whiny bitch like Cloud.
That's yeah, pretty idea. Much.
I'm still marrying Squall, though, because, yeah.
Yep.
He can dance me to happiness.
So we'll all agree marry Squall, and then it's a toss-up between the other two.
Yeah. I have determined that some of our listeners don't know the difference between a male and a female, so.
Yeah, but neither does Squaresoft, so.
That's yeah. True. It can be kind of confusing.
I think I'll still kill Titus, though, because Cloud, like Glenn said, will just take it.
He'll just sit there and take it. He might cry about it a little bit. That's about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll cry.
I'm surprised he used Titus instead of what was the name of the guy in 9? He used the other PS1 Final Fantasies. Why not use all three Final Fantasies from PS1?
Who?
What the hell is the name of the dude with the tail?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know, but I'm not fucking a dude with a tail. It's bad enough I'm fucking a dude. Can we move on?
No, serious. Now you're going to add some of that shit? Come on, don't go overboard, Chris. You're just being ridiculous.
Where do you put that? Where do you put the tail when you're doing that? I don't understand. It seems like it gets in the way.
It's massaging your ass.
Oh, God. Yeah, no way in hell. This is not happening.
All right. Well, speaking of tails, Greg Little, Zanza Buster on Twitter, he says... Fuck, marry, kill, Darksiders, Darkstalkers edition, Morgan, Felicia, or Zenko?
Ooh, kill Zenko, fuck Felicia, yeah. And marry Morgan.
See, I guess do the same thing, I think. But you're still with Felicia, you're still, like, I don't, like, is she a girl dressed as a cat, or is she literally, no, she's half cat, half human.
Yes,
so there
I believe
goes the
so.
Whole tail thing again, that's right up in her
face. I'm fucking Morgan. Other than that, yeah. So just swap those. I'm fucking Morgan.
Morgan and Felicia?
Yeah.
See, that's the hard part for me, because Felicia yeah. is kind of...
But I'm gonna like...
She's kind of adorable
Morgan.
And hot.
Yeah.
Morgan's going to be my Saturday
she's
night
got the
text at 1 a.m. Saturday night, 1 a.m., I'm going to be texting Morgan. Yo, you out? But, what's up?
Yeah, but Morgan's also looked the same for the past, like, 10 years.
Exactly. So, how is that a complaint?
No, it can be a complaint because she's not going to get with the times, though. So even though she's still always going to look young, that's great. But she's not going to be like, she's still going to look like, it's like if you started dating a girl in like the 80s, no matter how hot she was in the 90s, she still looks like she's from the 80s and you don't want that.
Okay, but if the outfit she's wearing from the 80s has her tits hanging out everywhere, do you care?
Touché.
I'm just curious.
What was Morgan's sister's name?
Fuck. I don't know, but she's not one of the ones in the question.
So I know.
It doesn't matter. At least, it starts with an E, I think.
Yeah, but I'll go with what he's saying. So, but if you marry her, you can't make a move on her sister. But if you just fuck her, you definitely can.
That is true. But I'm still not marrying a half-cat, half-female girl. I can't. That's too much to explain to the friends. I can explain to the friends a girl.
So half-cat's not good. Half-bat's okay, though.
Well,
right?
No, but she's not. Yep. It doesn't look like... You could be like, hey, yeah, she just said it was Halloween. That's cool. And they can realize, like, this shit can come off and stuff. But you bring Felicia to a place, and you got to literally hide a tail. They're gonna
yeah.
be like, what's you that in her pants? Like, it's, well, you gotta
do
that.
You see me, or is that a
tear?
Yeah. And it's really embarrassing when you go to a bar and be like, I'll take a Stella for me and a bowl of cream for the lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't marry that. That's impossible.
Oh, my. That's funny.
Let's see here. We got some other ones here. That one's an actual regular. This is a regularness question from Greg Little, Zanz Buster again. What's your biggest gaming purchase you regret this year? For me, it was Diablo 3.
I can't say I regret Diablo 3.
I don't regret Diablo 3 even close. That's still in the running for my game of the year this year.
Really?
I still fucking love it, dude. I don't care what anyone's
it's
like.
It is a rough year this year for game of the year, guys. Like, I'm not looking forward to that show.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough show.
I'm not going to
It's going to be a rough show.
Well, I think we should do it definitely different, because I think a lot of us play different games than each other. Like, this is, I think, the true. First year that all of us literally played, like, completely different games.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, like, we could probably name a bunch of games and never seen play. I don't think we should do the whole, We'll talk about it, like, of course, behind email.
Yeah, well,
it wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense to have an overall game of the year this year at all, or even like a voting thing.
No, we're never going to agree on it.
No, it's going to be impossible because there's games that a lot of us not even touched. Because this is like the first year we're like, oh, we got to crack down on spending buying every game, and we actually did.
Yeah, exactly. In any case, though, the question is, what was your regret?
Your regret for this year, yeah.
Lilith is her sister, by the way.
Lilith, there it is. Okay.
I'm gonna be honest and say that probably for this year, we'll see how it goes, but as of right now, the Vita might be my biggest regret.
Oh, that's right, you did buy a Vita.
Yeah, I've got one, and I got three games at launch with it, and I haven't bought a single game since.
Have you played it at all? Since
not much.
Okay.
Not, like I told you, I just charged, like I pulled it out to play and I had to charge it. Like,
oh,
I mean,
right.
It was just
sitting
in a desk drawer somewhere. I always forget about it and it just, I don't know. I don't know. I expected there to be more like cross play. Like, you know, the whole Wipeout thing. We're like, oh, it'll play with people playing Wipeout HD and Fury. Well, I was like, oh shit, that's awesome. It's going to reinvigorate Wipeout and everybody's going to play. And me and Chris tried to play together once and it was the most difficult fucking thing in the world
to
try to get the same track.
We couldn't figure it out either.
Yeah. It's the most retarded, difficult process to play with your friends in that game. On a launch title, like that should have been the most stupid, easy thing in the world to make that work, guys. That should have been priority A number one. But. Yeah, I don't know. I will change my mind next year. I know that there's going to be better games coming out and better support for it, you know, as time goes on. Because it's same way like when the PSP came out. It was kind of one of those like, oh my god, a fucking PSP. But not a whole lot, you know, super... Unless you're, you know, like really into gaming. Like there wasn't a whole lot to really grab you up front.
There still
isn't. And then, but... No, but... Well, there is, but there, you know... There, it's when you're going up against the DS that had a whole lot of
PSP.
Titles.
Sorry, you're talking about PSP. There is
yeah. The original PSP. There was there's a lot of good titles out, and eventually became a shitload of really good titles out, and it's a really good system still. If you could pick up a PSP or like a PSP Go, and just load it up with digital titles, I wouldn't
go for it.
You know, detract from that at all. I'd tell people to go for that for sure.
Yeah,
and I know the Vita will be that way, but as of right now, it's I'm. The money I spent on it, I'm regretting a little bit. I feel like I could have invested that into my gaming
something
better.
Else.
Yeah.
I don't have many regrets for gaming. I mean, you guys are going to scoff at this at first, but you know, hear me out. Probably the only thing that I can think of that I regret is XCOM. And the reason I say that is because I got the PS3 version, and I should have gotten the PC version.
That's a good one.
We all told you not to get the PS3 version.
Well, I mean, the reason the thing about it was that like it didn't seem like it was very graphically intense, and you know, it's one of those things where it didn't register at the time that it's an Unreal game. And if I would have thought about that, I would have either gotten it for 360 or I would have gotten it for a PC in the first place. But yeah, I definitely should have gotten it for PC. There's glitches.
Or 360, dude. 360 one's just as good as PC, is it, for just lower res.
Yeah, I just should have gotten it for PC. I'm not making that mistake next week when I buy the game I want to buy next week. So, but, yeah, I seriously, the frame drops and how long it takes to fill in textures and stuff like that. It was extremely, extremely disappointing. Because in reality, the last Unreal Engine game that I played on, so before Borderlands, the last Unreal Engine was, that I can think of was Alice. And Alice actually didn't do too bad. You know, it was pretty well done from that perspective. So yeah, it's pretty disappointing to see how badly XCOM performs on the PS3.
Why
can't you get that right now?
Game wise, Lollipop Chainsaw.
Really?
Really?
I bought that because Crayman actually was nice to hook me up with it was $20 off or even like $15 off thing. And even though it was still only like $40 or $35, that game was trash. I don't think it was worth the money I paid for it.
Oh god, I had so much fun with that game. I thought
I
it was
did
so
not
much
like
fun.
It at all. It just, I'm such a character action game fan, and that just like doesn't hold a candle to like anything that I've played.
But you only played one stage.
It made Dante's Inferno look awesome.
You played one stage.
I played more than one stage. I played almost the entire first act. I played up until the what's it called? Just after the baseball.
The baseball. So you played two stages.
No, it was like five or six, dude. I played way past the first boss battle. It was
right. You didn't get to the second boss. That's my point. You played full stage.
It was that shitty that I didn't want to play it past that.
Yeah.
So,
and you just got frustrated with the baseball part and didn't want to play it anymore.
Dante's Inferno, let's put it that way. And I got frustrated a hell of a lot in Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, well, I'm the opposite. I played the shit out of Lollipop Chainsaw and loved it, and I thought Dante's Inferno was trash. So.
Yeah, I thought Dante's Inferno was trash, too.
Yeah.
I just think Lollipop Chainsaw was more trash.
And that's okay.
It is.
You didn't like the baseball part. That's what it was.
I didn't like anything, dude. If you go back and listen, I thought the combat was crap because you couldn't cancel out anything. I thought the it was funny here and there, but it was still kind of like the whole. It was cheap funny. Well, you can go back and listen to it. I never once said the first time I played. I think that's actually not bad. It's pleasantly surprising. That's that. I was like, yeah, this game. I do not like this game at all. It just was not fun after going back and trying to play it. I was like, ugh. Didn't like it. I think I probably wouldn't have bought it if I didn't buy into everyone saying. Actually, not even everyone was saying it was that good. It was just reviews were saying it's kind of decent. And I was like, no, I don't know. I like good character action. What, Clint?
I have one other regret that I was thinking of. In the most recent Steam sale, Borderlands 2 for PC was available for 50% off, and I didn't jump on it.
Oh, really?
Should have bought it. Yep, it was for $30 on PC.
Oh,
should have fucking
bought it. Fuck me. I didn't know that.
Now Chris has another regret too.
I would have bought that too, man. Shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think my main regret though was buying the 3DS again. That was probably my
buying it again.
Well, yeah, because I bought it at around launch, sold it, and then bought it again. I can't remember if it was this year I bought it or last year.
It was this year that you bought it at launch, and then you bought it this year.
Yeah, it was this year. That was probably because I really barely touched it.
Please tell me that you're never managing investments for anybody because I just don't really.
Well, I can manage other people's shit, just not my own, because I'm like, fuck it. I need this. I'm actually surprised I haven't bought a BE yet, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, instead of buying a 3DS again, I would have bought a Vita, I think.
Yeah.
Tried my luck on that route.
I regret missing out on the 360 version of Borderlands 2 for $25 on Amazon.
Oh, wow. I have
these are regrets, though. This is way off topic. Regrets that we didn't do.
I know.
Well, it's still a regret. That's still a gaming regret. That was a gaming purchase.
No,
he said
what game
I did not make
that
purchase.
Was your biggest gaming purchase you regret.
Yeah.
We didn't actually purchase those.
And I regret not making that purchase.
He has one more. He says, Ashley from Resident Evil 4, Navi from Ocarina of Time, and Mario.
Kill Navi.
Kill Navi.
Sorry, go ahead.
Fallout 3. Definitely killing Navi, for sure.
Yes.
And what was the last one?
Moria Brown from Fallout 3.
Oh wow!
Now which one was she? Was she the one that
she
was?
She was the one who ran the shop in Megaton.
Blow up, yeah. In Megaton.
Okay,
yeah.
Fuck her.
Yeah, Mary Ashley.
Because she's crazy.
Mary Ashley,
so,
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with that because she's that bitch is crazy. She'll do all kinds of weird things to you.
True.
Navishin, he says, "Fuck Mary Kill, Batman Arkham City Edition." Harley Quinn, Catwoman, Poison Ivy.
Ooh.
This one's tough.
I feel like Mary. Oh God.
I think you gotta marry Catwoman.
I think you gotta marry Poison Ivy, to be honest.
Really?
Why?
Then she's gonna make you itch every time you touch her. It's like the worst thing.
It's worse than crabs.
Yeah, it's serious, because that shit, these crabs will go away.
Actually, but it's going to,
crabs
it's gonna,
you can just shave.
it's gonna itch so good, though. No,
I think you gotta marry Catwoman.
Yeah, I'd fuck Harley Quinn, I couldn't put up with
you
her
gotta,
voice.
You definitely gotta fuck
Oh her. Yeah, you gotta fuck Mary, yeah. Harley Quinn, there's no doubt about that.
I gotta kill Ivy, I have
yeah.
to.
As much as it pains me to say that.
I'll concede, I guess. Can I, like, what if I fuck both Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy, and then they fight to the death?
I'm down with that.
Does that
I'm
work?
With that.
Sure, why not?
All right, cool.
Navishin follows up with one. We'll skip this one because it's very similar to one that Tawny83 said. It was Princess Peach, Zelda, and Princess Daisy. Which I'm pretty sure we'd all probably go the exact same way.
It's all the same way. Daisy dies.
Yeah, same. Same thing.
He has Fuck, Marry, Kill, One Hit Wonder. Faith from Mirror's Edge.
Ooh.
Noriko, Heavenly Sword, or
Ooh.
Juliet from Lollipop Chainsaw.
Fuck Juliet from Lollipop Chainsaw. I feel like that needs to happen.
I don't like
really
this one.
No, I don't either.
I don't like this one.
I think the next one's harder.
I'm gonna have to marry Faith.
Really? Well, her name's Faith, so that says something.
I'm gonna have to marry Faith and kill Noriko.
See, I think I'd probably marry Noriko.
I'm sorry.
Kill Faith and fuck Juliet, I think.
I don't want to kill Faith.
Just because Faith can get away so easy.
I don't want to kill any
of them. We can all agree that we would all fuck Juliet, right?
I think we could all agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't want to kill Faith. I don't want to kill Noriko either.
That's why I'm marrying her. I would rather, of the two, of the question, the way I'm approaching it, it's like the election. Which one would I least want to kill? And Faith won.
Yeah, I have to go the other direction, I think.
Oh,
I think I would have to go with Noriko.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Faith is a fucking courier. Like, how much bread seems is she like bringing his family?
You know? But she seems like a much cooler chick if you're going to spend the rest of your life with someone.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd rather spend the rest of my life with Faith, I think, than Noriko.
Yeah, I think I'd pick Noriko.
Yeah, I gotta pick Noriko too, so.
It's fine, I'll just keep Faith all myself.
You do that.
Nothing wrong with Faith, I like Faith, but sorry, she's just the odd one out. He follows up another one now, which then he says, independent women, Meryl, Metal Gear Solid 4. Oh, Metal Gear Solid 4, that made this one way easier, actually.
Yeah.
Miranda, Mass Effect 2. And Lara Croft, Tomb Raider.
Which Tomb Raider?
He doesn't specify, so let's just say...
So we're going to say the most recent one.
The most recent one.
All right.
Killing Meryl, just because... Isn't she damn old in Metal Gear Solid 4?
Doesn't she what?
Isn't she really old in Metal Gear Solid 4?
No, Metal Gear Solid 4, Meryl? No. She looks like a man.
Oh, that's right. She does look like a man. Yeah, I'm killing her.
All right, let's kill Meryl.
I'm going to fuck Miranda because she has a superiority complex.
Yeah.
And she's also got a really awesome ass.
That's why I'm having sex with her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. From behind.
I think we're all in the same boat here.
Do you just say from behind?
Absolutely. She's not even allowed to look at
this
me.
This is true. I'd rather look at her ass than her face.
You gotta put that bitch in her place.
Notice I thought that was funny. Like, she's got a really nice looking ass. Yeah, from behind. I was like, where
no,
else?
No,
see
no,
her
sorry.
Ass? Like...
Wow. God, her ass looks great from the front.
From the front. Wow, that's a great front ass.
Well, I think that's a camel toe, Glenn. Whatever.
Did we all agree on that one?
I think we all agree on that one.
I think we did all. That's a first so far.
Okay. Navishin 26 also says, fuck, marry, kill, Games Jeff Hates Edition. Oh. Catherine. With a C. So
which one was that?
One of the C is the one that's seducing you, I think. It's
okay,
not
so the one with the pigtails.
Yeah, the one that's like the main chick.
Okay.
Kat from Heavenly Sword. She's the kind of retarded one. Oh wait, that's Kai.
Kai.
So who's Kat from Heavenly Sword? Maybe it's supposed to be Kai, but I don't.
I think it is.
And then Lady in Black, Demon Souls. That's funny because only one of those games.
Ooh.
I don't hate any of those games.
Yeah, I think he means Kai from Heavenly Sword.
Yeah, it's got to be Kai. I don't hate any of those games, Navishin. So.
I'm going to go just a little out of left field and say that I'd marry the Lady in Black. She seems really, you know, like, caring. Like,
I'm not sure who that is.
I don't think I ever saw her.
Yeah, you did. That's the one who you powered up with.
Oh, the main area.
Yeah, in the Nexus.
Yeah, she's the one who gives you all your shit. Yeah, okay, yeah.
She seems like she'd give really good and soothing back rubs. And, like, you know, just like... I don't know.
I'd feel
but then
bad
again, that
killing.
Whole touch the demon inside of me thing could be pretty hot, like in the bedroom. Yeah. Oh, God.
Kai is a bit slow, so I'd feel bad fucking her, but if I married her, I'd be able to take care of her and kind of a...
But if you killed her, you didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm going to go that route.
Yeah, I think I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to kill Kai, fuck Lady
kill
in Black,
Kai.
Marry Catherine.
I'm going to switch Lady in Black.
Yeah,
and
you know
Kai.
What?
I'm gonna kill the Lady in Black, and I'm gonna fuck Kai.
I'm gonna kill Kai. I'm gonna fuck Catherine. I'm gonna marry the Lady in Black.
Wow.
I don't like your creepy eyes.
So we got all three opposites.
Yeah. Look at that. All right.
Jay, he has another one. Holy crap! He really filled these up. Games Jason Hates Edition.
Uncharted.
All of them.
That's one of them. Trip from Enslaved.
Oh,
Chloe from Uncharted 2 and Madison Page from Heavy Rain. This one's easy for me.
Okay, kill Madison Page. Fuck Chloe and marry Trip.
See, I want the opposite. I went fuck Madison, marry Chloe, fuck Trip.
No, we're all three.
No, you didn't kill one. Who did you kill?
I killed Madison.
Killed Madison.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. So killing Madison, I'm going to fuck Trip and marry Chloe. Yeah.
So we're
I'll go with that. Yeah. Me and Jeff are on the same page.
Only because I didn't play Heavy Rain that much, and then so I don't know Madison Page's personality. she's the naked one in the shower, right?
I don't know. I didn't play it either, so.
Oh.
I that's who I'm assuming it is. If I'm wrong, then it might be null and void.
Jake G92, he says Jack from Mass Effect 2, Elena from Uncharted, or Madison from Heavy Rain. Oh, this is kind
of Madison.
Yeah. Still killing Madison, still fucking Jack, and I will marry Elena.
In this situation, yes.
There we go.
I'd probably kill Jack, fuck Madison, marry Elena.
I agree with you. I'm going to go with Chris.
I would marry Elena's voice actor, too. She's pretty hot.
Navishin has another one. Holy crap. We'll kill you if you cheat on her edition.
Jesus.
Aria from Mass Effect 2.
God.
Lightning from Final Fantasy 13, and Samus from Metroid.
Oh, God.
Who was the first one?
Aria from whatchamacallit?
Mass Effect 2.
Aria. Oh, the chick who ran the...
She's the chick who ran that underground city.
Yes. Oh.
Her, Lightning, and... Okay. Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
You gotta kill Aria.
I think so, too.
I think it
kill
has to
Aria,
like,
fuck
she seems
Lightning.
Like the meanest.
Aria's the kind of person who would stab you in the back to make a buck.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So to keep things running. Yeah, I got to kill her, too.
Yeah. Fuck Lightning. And then...
Lightning's pretty emo. But Samus is very, 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 very independent. Like, she won't give a fuck about you.
I gotta fuck Samus. I gotta know.
I've gotta know.
That's why you marry Samus.
No. No. I don't have to know repeatedly. I'm once.
Yeah, and Samus would be too much to take. Well, then it goes Zero Suit Samus is pretty hot. So yeah, that walking around all day long. But she thinks she wouldn't be there all day long. She's gonna be doing her bounty hunting shit. I mean, like,
yeah.
She was like the first girl of gaming. She was like the first one, like, "Ha, bitch, I'm a girl. Trick ya, huh?" Next, you know, though, you marry her. Next, you know, she's like, "Ha, I'm not really a girl. I tricked you again." Ah.
Oh, look at this. Check out my blaster, bitch.
I'm sticking with my original say.
What was that?
Marry Samus.
Marry Samus? I think I'd marry Lightning. Kill Samus. Eh. Now, Shen, holy crap, he has another one. Yeah, I'd hit that edition. Cortana, specifically Halo 4. Angel, Borderlands 2. And Edie, Mass Effect 3.
I'll kill Edie.
Kill Edie.
Out of those ones.
I'd also kill Edie.
Fuck Cortana.
I
don't know who Angel is, so I can't.
And
Angel's the AI that you talk to.
Oh, so these are all AI.
Yeah, Mary Angel.
Yeah. I'll agree with that. Fuck Cortana.
See,
Mary
I'm getting,
Angel.
Just because I don't know who Angel is, I'm going to have to kill Angel. Fuck Edie, marry Cortana.
You know who Angel is. You played Borderlands, right?
I did play the first one, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same.
Oh, she's
the
chick.
The chick who talks to you, yeah.
The black and white chick that's... Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you barely ever see her, though.
Yeah,
so
Borderlands
2,
you see her a lot more.
Yeah.
In Borderlands
well, based
2.
On Borderlands 1, I'd have to kill her. So I'm like, eh. What have you done for me lately? Jake G92 says Faith, Mirror's Edge, Noriko, Heavenly Sword, and Ruby Malone from Wet.
Oh, I'd fuck Ruby. I'm not gonna lie. She looks too much like Zoe Deschanel.
She does, actually.
She
is the exact same as the other one.
Same thing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna,
it's different for me because I would in this case I would kill Ruby and fuck Faith.
Oh, God. See, I don't know if I'd marry Faith. I'm still going to marry Faith and kill Noriko.
I think I might marry Ruby, fuck Noriko, kill Faith. Maybe.
Really?
I don't know. That one's... I'd have to go... I don't know. Anyway, we're running a bit late. We have two more questions that are not fuck, marry, kill questions. So thank you guys who threw in those fuck, marry, kill questions. We still like to get them, just maybe next time we won't do them in one big, long group.
Yeah, probably break it apart.
Next time it won't be a feature.
Yeah, exactly.
That's basically what it ended up being.
But Craig, Big C3, he says, when you're at a trendy club on a Friday night with your peers, do you A, embarrass yourself by dancing, or B, drink in a corner?
C, drink by the dance floor and watch other people embarrass themselves dancing.
I'm with that.
Am totally 100% A. I get drunk and I go on the dance floor with everyone. And
I see that.
Yeah. I have
and then
been
fart
both,
and
I did,
the
I,
dance fest.
I have been both of those people.
Yeah. I can't just sit there and I can't sit in a corner and drink and I can't just stand there and watch people dance. Unless, if I'm having a conversation with people.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's
If I'm in the middle of conversations with other people, then I'll be chilling out with them. If not, if they're on the dance floor, I'll be out there on the dance floor with them.
Yeah, that's like me. I'm usually right out there in there. Acting like an idiot. And I'm well aware. I'm self-aware. I'm not one of those guys who's like, I am a great dancer right now because I'm drunk. I'm like, oh, I'm being ridiculous. Try to make people laugh. Go for it.
That's true.
And I don't want to read this guy's in his question because I'll give him a shout-out, but I'm not going to...
Just read the question. Don't tell us who said it.
He says, what the fuck is the Grey Cup?
Well, I believe we've covered that already.
Yeah, we've actually covered that without knowing it. All right.
That was from Major Poop. I'll give him the shout-out.
Okay.
He did do it in his questions.
Beep it out, Chris.
But the thing is, he's not even going to hear this. He's not going to listen. He's going to ask me if I gave a shout-out. I'll be like, you have to listen and see. I don't want him to, because last time I just said, dude. But anyway, that's all the Ennis questions. All
right. I've got one email, so let me read it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Mr. Biffsticks, and he says, Biffsticks. Hello, guys. It has been a while since I had written in, so I figured I would do so while I had a little free time. I just would like to say welcome back, Jason, even though Jason's not here today. Glad to hear you made it back. Jeff, it's basketball season, and both of our teams, Raptors and Wolves, are already out of the playoffs.
Yeah, they're terrible. We beat your Wolves, by the way. Just saying. That's one of the three teams we beat.
Chris, after about a year, I finally started Alice the Madness Returns. Oh, okay. We actually discussed that a little bit today. I'm not too far in, but I like what I've played so far. It's a good game, man. Stick with it. It's a little long, but it's good. I think you'll like it. Hope all is well, and I can't wait for the Game of the Year shows. Sincerely, Biffsticks.
You're the only one who can't wait for that. I just want to throw that out there.
I got a good idea in my sleeve how we can do it without getting into actual.
I love our Game of the Year shows.
Normally they're good because normally, like, out of four, like, three out of four people or four out of five people have played at least three of the games that are on everyone's top five. But in this case, I really think everyone's top five is going to be so radically different, there's no point in having an overall Game of the Year.
Yeah,
have you played Mark the Ninja yet, Chris?
It may end up. I haven't, but I'm going to play it before our Game of the Year show for sure.
Yeah. Have you played it yet, Glenn?
Mark
the Ninja?
No.
Yeah, I think Jason might have. Halo is just going to be Glenn and I. Dishonored, I think, is just me. It's going to be, like, there's so many games that I think, like, a lot of us haven't even, like, it's going to be so crazy. We'll have to discuss it behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be worth doing an actual voting or point system because it's going to be everyone arguing for what game should be on there that only one other person, if nobody, has played before. Unless we make some kind of pact where you have to play these games at some point, at least try them.
Well, that's probably what we need to do is actually get together what our lists would be and say these
would
are the
be,
games,
and then, yeah,
yeah, so people can play them.
I really like the way we do our Game of the Year shows. Just that this year just would make if we do that, I think that's a good idea. We should make our list before time, and then be like, if you haven't played these games, play them before like February 1st or
right,
something like that.
Right. And that's what I did last year. It's like there were two games on our Game of the Year list that I hadn't played, and I actually went out and found them for cheap, and I played them that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've definitely done that. I don't see the problem there. But, cool. Is that all? So that's everything, right? All Indus questions and everything?
Yep.
All right, let's do some new releases.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure why. Probably because we are recording on,
Wednesday
instead of Thursday, but we do not have a voicemail from Repeat. So.
Yeah, I should throw an apology to Repeat out there because he probably did, because we just decided today we're recording today, so there's no way he would have known.
Right.
That bastard.
He's the other side of the world, yo.
Yo.
He should know better.
All right, so here are our new releases for next week. Let me make sure I'm looking at the right week. I am looking at the right week. Okay, for PlayStation 3 and, let's just start with PlayStation 3. Far Cry 3, Guardians of Middle-Earth, and, I think it was last week we touched on something about this, and someone was asking about the Owl movie. That's not what this is. It's based off a movie, I'm pretty sure, but I think it's, wait, no, this is something different. There was another Guardians game that was out last week that was based on a movie that was like, had like Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny in it or some shit like that. So, Mass Effect Trilogy, Resistance Collection, because we needed that, and Guilty Gear XX Accent Core Plus is going to be on the downloadable side. 360 is getting Far Cry 3. Dragonborn, the DLC for Skyrim, is hitting next week. Guardians of Middle-Earth is Xbox Live Arcade, so it must be PSN then as well. Power Rangers Super Samurai and Battlefield 3 Aftermath is hitting next week for 360. Wii U is apparently getting Marvel Avengers Battle for Earth, Family Party 30 Great Games Obstacle Arcade. And so it begins. Rise of the Guardians, Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2013, and Rapala's Pro Bass Fishing. And the quality rolls in. Brain Age Concentration Training for 3DS is hitting next week. And the Vita is getting Uncharted Fight for Fortune. If you guys are not aware, that is a Uncharted-based card game. Yes, it's downloadable, and it's supposed to be like $10 or $5.
Let's not make things like
that.
Why
is that not free?
Can we all agree?
I don't know why that's not free. It should be. Or at most, like 99 cents.
Let's just not make that shit anymore. Stop.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Fucking stop.
That's your new release list, so pick of the week.
Franchise.
Skyrim. Dawnguard.
Dragonborn.
I'm jumping back into that this week.
You mean Dragonborn?
Dragonborn?
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yep.
Dawnguard was the first one, right?
Something like that.
I'm going to pick the Uncharted card game. I'm going to get that.
Actually, you know what? Let's print out the cards, Dick. Glenn, I'll come over to your house. We'll play that live.
Yes.
I am going with Far Cry 3.
Are you?
Yeah. I have a feeling I'm going to end up getting that next week, I think. For PC.
It looks good. It looks awesome. I'm waiting to see how the AI... That's my big thing, because Far Cry 2, everyone talked like a lot of good shit about it. And then the big problem with that was just the AI was like, once someone saw you, everyone knew where the fuck you were, and then like vehicles went out of nowhere and hit you. Just, I'm waiting for that. That's what I'm waiting for. If they say like, no, that's all been fixed.
So it was just like Crysis, in other words.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. Crysis is kind of like the same kind of way. Both, I think they're both on the CryEngine too, I think.
Maybe. But. Yeah, Far Cry 3, after hearing what Jason's been saying about it and stuff I've been reading, I think I'm down for that. So.
What are you going to get that on, though?
PC. Yeah, I'm going to get on PC. Pretty sure that I can run it at highest settings. I'm not 100% sure, but we'll find out. But, yeah, that's it. Do you guys...
You're not going to like it.
No?
I'm going to play it right now. It's a first-person shooter, dude.
So is Borderlands.
It's not.
So is Fallout.
Fallout and Borderlands, they're not first-person shooters. They're first-person shooters, but they're done with a roll of the dice with what hits. It's not, you don't have to be precision with aiming. It's not like a... First version.
Well,
shooter.
No, I don't think Borderlands is roll of the dice.
Oh, sure, it certainly is.
No,
it's
no,
like
no, a,
you,
no.
There's still
no,
headshots involved, but
no,
it's still,
no.
Borderlands is 100% where you aim, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. The way that the accuracy aims in is how steady the gun is. So like when you look down the sight, if you have a super accurate gun, it's going to be straight as an arrow. If you've got a shitty gun, it's going to shake all over the place so that you can't get a good shot. Like that's.
Yeah. It still doesn't. Let's put it this way: when you play,
but it does go directly off of where you point it and shoot.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel. You play Borderlands, it doesn't feel like you're playing Resistance, Killzone, Call of Duty. It doesn't feel like that at all. Like
just because it's slower pace and it's not player versus player, like you know, it's I don't know. It just it's got a more of a story. Well, at least Borderlands 2 has a story driven feel to it. But you know, they just focus more on leveling up RPG.
I'm just saying, I don't think Chris will like it. I like it's way first person shooter. Like even though it's in
I think you might be. I think you might be right.
I honestly don't think.
Well, here's my thought. My opinion on first person shooters is pretty much the same as Jason's, and Jason is loving this game. So
yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm. That's what I'm going.
That is true. It does look awesome.
Yeah.
That's
we will see. We will see. Mm-hmm. Cool. Let's move on.
All right.
I think we're moving on to question of the week.
All right.
All right. So for this week's question, Jeff actually came up with something. So I'm going to let him talk about that a little bit.
Word. Yeah. a few publishers have become public and saying that this generation is kind of taking too long and it's kind of hurting them. Mainly Ubisoft and Peter Molyneux basically said that it's too hard for developers to take risks this late in a console's life cycle and whatnot. And yeah, I just want to see what people's thoughts of that is. Like, is it? Do you think that this being the longest generation of consoles, do you think that's really having an effect on new IPs, games that you want to play? Is it taking too long? Let us know. What do you think? Are really hurting, or do you think they're just kind of anxious for new hardware, just like we are?
So basically, do you think what you're kind of getting at is the length of the cycle? Is it hurting us? Is it hurting the gaming industry? Is that where you're going?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, cool. I like that. Let's do that. To answer the question of the week, you can send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
It's like Leap, but it's not.
No, it's really not.
Kind of like feet.
You can get us on Twitter. We are Innis Podcast. You can get us individually as well. We are Innis Chris, 9 kilobytes, and Indus Geoff.
It's G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff.
Check us out on Facebook, Steam, and Google+. Just search for Interactive Distractions, and you will find us. And head over to Retroids and join up with our forums and discuss games with us there. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Let's talk about games.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you guys have anything else
on Wednesday?
Wrap
on Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Do you guys have anything else on this Wednesday?
I think we're good. It's almost Thursday, so we should probably wrap it up.
Tomorrow's gonna feel like Friday because we usually record on a Thursday.
But it'll be Thursday, and then we got another day till Friday,
and that will suck.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about
James it. Felicity.
If you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. We'd appreciate it.
Who the fuck is on the Zune Marketplace?
If you're on the Zune Marketplace, send us an Indus question and say, please. Why does everybody keep asking why I'm on the Zune Marketplace?
I don't understand. Every single time I hear you say that, if I'm listening to the show, I'm on it. I'm just curious.
We've got a couple.
Let us know.
We have a
Let
couple.
Yeah, literally, I think it's a couple.
On the Zune Marketplace.
I think it's Harlock. Chime in. And check in.
There's like two. I mean, that's like half of our listeners.
So like everybody who has a Zune listens to us then. So that's good to know.
Yep. We have 100% of the Zune market.
100% of the Zune market listens to Interactive Distractions. That's better than
take that giant bomb.
That's even better than
my name is Chris.
Chris, that's better than Crest. They only get 9 out of 10, Dennis. I'm glad.
Jeff.
Play your games on a Wednesday, and we'll talk to you
Wednesday.
Next week.
On a Thursday or a Friday.
Not a Saturday, usually.
Oh, God. We are three fucking idiots. Yep.
Can we just rename the show to Three Fucking Idiots?
I think I'm gonna title the show that this week. Three Fucking Idiots.